ابھی مکرو ٹائم ہے تو اس ٹائم کے اندر نماز ادا کرنا جائز نہیں ہے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على نبینا محمد خاتم النبیین وعلى آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. وقال تعالى والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة، والحج وصوم رمضان، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers, elders, my beloved friends, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the opportunity, the ability to come into the masjid for the salah of Jumu'ah. At the same time, we are very conscious and aware that this is the last Jumu'ah, most probably the last Jumu'ah that we are going to have in this month of Ramadan. Now, it's something that we need to be very, very cognizant of, something very aware of, that the month of Ramadan has just gone by, just like any other month, and just like every other month, and just like every other year. We look back in our lives and we think, subhanallah, whatever age I am now, how did I reach this age so quickly? It just felt, you know, at that point in time, it seems like a difficult thing, whatever we're going through. Or you ponder over it 1 year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, you can't even remember it. All the difficulties we had during childhood, all the difficulties we had in acquiring a good education, all the difficulties we had in marriages and in having children, and in all the financial situations that we might have gone through, financial struggles. Subhanallah, it just seems like we barely remember it. And this is the reality of life. Khaja Aziz al-Hassan Majzoob rahmatullahi alayhi, he was a, you know, famous poet, very pious saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say in Urdu, Ho rahi hai umar mithle baraf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. That subhanallah, the way that life is leaving us is the way the ice melts. Jis tarah baraf pigalti hai, the way that ice melts, isi tarah zindagi pigal ke, this is the way that life melts away. You don't even realize. If you leave an ice block, my son would do it for an experiment. He'd take the ice blocks out of the freezer, and we didn't realize anything, very quietly, and he'd put them on top of the radiator just to see them melting, you know. And he'd say, you know, it takes a lot of time to melt, and some of them melt quickly. But the reality is this, the way that ice, you just left it there, you look the other way, you do something, you look around and finished, it's water. This is the reality of life. Chupke chupke, very quietly, rafta rafta, with every second, dam ba dam, with every breath that we take, rafta rafta, quickly, and dam ba dam, with every breath that we take, our life is melting away. By the time we know it's finished, somebody is putting us into our grave, and we are aware. And the ruh is crying out, where are you people taking me? Where are you taking me? I don't want to go. This is the ruh, this was the nafs that was in love with the dunya, that was attached to the dunya, attached to the things of the dunya. He said, where are you taking me? I don't want to go anywhere else. I was happy here. But the ruh and the nafs that was not happy in this dunya is excited. Finally, they're taking me to where I really wanted to go my entire life. And the nafs and the ruh, like most of us, unfortunately, busy with things of dunya, tied up with this and that. When death comes, we're not ready. Somebody says, your death is next week, you ready? No, just one more year, defer please, two, three more years, let me prepare adequately. I don't have adequate provision. And this is not an answer that a Muslim can give, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, prepare for your death. That, you know, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٍ. Live in this world as if you are a stranger. You are unfamiliar. Nothing is, you know, nothing is pleasing to you. Nothing is welcoming to you. أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٍ. Or like a traveler. Somebody who is traveling. So they're not focused on their temporary stops. They don't indulge themselves in temporary stops. They know that this is not my final destination. So in this hadith, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he would say that إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ. The reality of this hadith is that when you wake up in the morning, don't wait till night time. وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. And when it's night time, don't wait till morning. Don't have expectation that I'm going to be alive in the morning. So in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that whatever will you have, any bequest, any wasiyat, any will, that I need these things done, have it underneath your pillow. Because you don't know, I might die tonight and those tasks will never happen. I owe this person money, I have this financial situation, I need to do this for this person, I need to do that for that person. Have it all written down tonight. Because what if you don't wake up in the morning, at least people know. All of the huququl ibad you have, all the huququllah which are outstanding. I haven't performed my hajj yet, or I was able to go for hajj, but I didn't go. Very dangerous thing. Someone is able to go for hajj, and they don't go, hajj is fard on them at that moment in time. Say, no, I'd rather go on holiday to this place, that place. No, I'd rather use that money for this. Not giving importance to hajj. They're thinking, oh, for hajj I have to be very pious. For hajj I have to become a very good person. For hajj I need to stop doing this business and that business. I need to stop doing this dealing and that dealing, and then I can go for hajj. So I've got the money, but I just don't feel ready. And then death comes. Right now hajj is wajib on you, whether you feel ready here or you don't feel ready. Hajj is fard upon you. If you die, somebody needs to do hajj on your behalf, hajjul badal. Somebody needs to do hajj on your behalf, but you're not even thinking about this. And then death comes, and you've got plenty of money in the bank account. 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, whatever. You could have easily gone for hajj. Even with these high rates that we have for hajj now, you could have still gone for hajj. But you decided, no, I don't feel ready. This is most people's excuse. People don't feel ready to read salah. So I'm assuming there are lots of people who don't feel ready for hajj. This is unfortunate. Shaitan makes us make this excuse. I'm not ready to come to the masjid. Why? You know, because I did this sin. Or because I have this bad habit. So shaitan makes us feel, just because you have a bad habit, you're not ready to stand in front of Allah. When will you ever be ready to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala has not stopped showering His favours upon you, notwithstanding your bad habits. You've got your bad habits, you've got your sins, you've got your, mistakes that you're making. But every second Allah ta'ala is still blessing you with millions and millions of blessings. You're breathing because of Allah. You're eating because of Allah. Your body is moving because of Allah. The blood circulating around your body is because of Allah. Everything that is happening in your life, which is beneficial and good, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that you woke up in the morning, the fact that you're breathing, the fact that your mouth is producing saliva. So, subhanallah, so many blessings. The fact that your eyes are producing tears, so you can see and your eyes are not stiff. Producing saliva so that you can speak comfortably, easily, you can breathe comfortably, easily. So many blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah hasn't stopped giving you those blessings just because you've got bad habits. It doesn't matter you've got bad habits. Get in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you're a Sufi sahab, because you're a pious person. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings Allah has given you. It's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I will increase you in your blessings that I have given you. So my dear respected brothers and elders, subhanallah, the month of Ramadan, only a few days left. We need to take stock of ourselves. Has this month been a month that after this, inshallah, it'll be a new page of my life, a new chapter of my life? Or has it been a month where, just like any other month, I just fasted and I made it for Taraweeh. Sometimes 8 rakat was hard, my legs were hurting. This walking out after 8 rakats behind the imam, You will not find it in the history of the Muslims all the way till Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I don't know what sunnah the people who are reciting 8 rakats behind the imam and then walking out, leaving the imam bichara hanging, what sunnah are they following? Bring one hadith where it says that the sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een read salah behind the imam. Or let's say from the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, in the hadith of Muwatta Imam Malik, where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu made Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu the imam, and he made him lead 23 rakats. 20 rakats of Taraweeh, 3 rakats of Witr. The hadith is in Muwatta Imam Malik. Find one narration where the sahaba said, "No, O Umar, you've got it wrong. You've added 13 rakats, or you've added, 15 rakats. So we're going after 8. See you tomorrow." You don't find a single example like this. But mashallah, half the masjid walks out after 8 rakats. What evidence are they following? Subhanallah, it'd be quite amazing to find out. Finding such evidence that we've never heard of. My brothers, this is not a joke. Our deen, our religion is not a joke. The fara'id, sunan, oh, it's just a sunnah. Taraweeh, just a, how many times we hear this? Taraweeh bas ek sunnat hai. Say, Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlawi rahimahullah used to say about mustahabbat, man tahawana bil adabi uqiba bi hidmani sunnah. Whoever takes the adab, mustahab actions lightly, Allah Ta'ala will punish him by depriving him of following the sunnah. وَمَنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِسُنَّةِ عُوْقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ الْفَرَائِضِ Whoever takes sunnah actions lightly, it's just a sunnah, بس سنت ہے, داری رکھنا سنت ہے, یہ سنت ہے, کوئی مسئلہ نہیں ہے, کرو یا نہ کرو, بس کرنے میں تھوڑا اجر مل جائے گا, نہ کرو, کوئی مسئلہ نہیں ہے. جو اس طرح سنت کو ہلکا سمجھتا ہے, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اس کو عذاب دیں گے. کس طرح؟ اس کو اللہ تعالی فرض سے محروم کر لیں گے. اللہ تعالی will make him deprived of the fard actions. وَمَنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِالْفَرَائِضِ صُلِبَ مِنْهُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ And whoever takes fara'id lightly, it's just a fard action, doesn't matter, Allah Ta'ala will take iman away from him. So it's a stepping stone system. You deteriorate, you retrogress until you get to this point where you say, do I have to believe in Allah anymore? نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala grant us strength in our iman. So my dear respected brothers and elders, we don't take anything in... What time am I finishing? Maybe 10 minutes for sunnah, isn't it? Another 10 minutes. We shouldn't take anything in Islam lightly. Nothing. Even the words that we say, you know, very careful. People are watching television, watching movies, and then they're hearing these slogans. So something Islamic, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. One of the sha'air of our deen, one of the, you know, signs of our deen, Allahu Akbar. But because in the movies and all of these things, they make it into some funny thing, so people are imitating it, making it sound funny way. These silly kind of things, you know, when you are taking the mick out of anything in Islam, it can take a person's iman away from them. To be very, very careful. So the fifth kalima that many of us learnt in maktab and madrasa, some might say, what is this kalima? It's not established from the hadith. But subhanAllah, very beautiful. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lamu bi. Wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu bi. O Allah, I seek your protection from any shirk associating partners with you that I may have done purposefully and I may have done unknowingly. Even accidentally, slip of the tongue, even in my mind, subhanAllah. People get fed up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always say to the sahaba, Qadarullah, Qadarullah, Qadarullah. That this was the plan of Allah. وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَى Whatever is Allah Ta'ala's plan, that is what happens. You know, in small situations, it seems Muslims make such statements that can take them out of the fold of Islam. Why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why does this always happen? Stop saying why. Alhamdulillah. Something goes, you know, wrong in our life, what are we supposed to say? Alhamdulillah. Nobody knows? Something goes wrong in my life. Something disturbs me, upsets me, saddens me. What do I say? Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise belongs to Allah in every state. Khushi ke halat mein, ghami ke halat mein, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Tamam halat mein, jo hai main Allah Ta'ala par razi hoon, Allah Ta'ala ki tamam jo hai tareef ada karta hoon. And similarly, if Allah Ta'ala blesses me with any blessing, Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. That, oh Allah, you gave me so many blessings, I didn't need this extra one. the fact that you've given me this extra one, oh Allah, I thank you for completing your blessings upon me. You already gave me so many. Always, you know, the heart has to be happy. Razi hona, razi, razi, razi. A very important word. Razamandi, khushi. Depression, suicide rates, all of this kind of stuff. It'll all go away if Muslims just became happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We blame this and that and the other. The reality is we're not happy with our Creator. We're not happy with the state that He has kept us in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many things. If you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life from a perspective, what did Allah ta'ala bless him with? Allah ta'ala made him the Nabi. Allah ta'ala gave him, subhanAllah, such sharaf, such status. But all of that is reserved for the Akhirah. He will see the rewards. In the dunya, financial state. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala didn't give him that financial state that many of us hope for. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala kept him in poverty, and Rasulullah wanted to be kept in poverty because he asked for it. Allahumma ahyini miskina wa amitni miskina wa ahshurni fi zumratil masakin. This was the dua of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give me life as a miskin, as a poor person. Give me death as a poor person and raise me on the day of Qiyamah with the poor people. Rasulullah wanted this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make me rich, oh Allah, make me rich, oh Allah, make me rich. And if I'm not rich, oh Allah, you don't like me. Na'udhu billah. You know, we need to change our mindset. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala didn't give him any sons who lived. Sayyidina Qasim, Sayyidina Abdullah, Sayyidina Ibrahim, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. They all passed away as, you know, before they even reached the age of one. Four daughters, imagine, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, feeling that if I had a male heir, then he could carry on this message of this da'wat after me. This da'wat, this call towards Islam after me. But Allah ta'ala didn't give him any male heirs. If we look from that side, what did Allah ta'ala not give to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then we see that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with many things in terms of dunyawi things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't given on purpose. Because Allah ta'ala wanted to give him all of the good of the Akhirah. How is anybody going to even look at the maqam and the stage status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus? We can't get it. Maqam al-Mahmud. Highest level of Jannah, maqam al-Mahmud. وَبَعَثْهُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَهُ. The dua after adhan we say, oh Allah, grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maqaman mahmood, the praiseworthy station which you have promised him. Highest level of Jannatul Firdaus. Everything in the Akhirah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the best of everything in the Akhirah. He is the one who will do the shafa'ah. Nobody will be able to even start the day of Qiyamah reckoning the hashar before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will have the kawthar. Every single Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that every single Nabi of Allah will be given a hawd, a pond, a source of water where all of his followers will gather. And he said, I have been given the kawthar. It's the best and the biggest of all of them. The amount of cups inside of the kawthar are the amount of, according to the amount of stars in the sky. And I will feed the person who will come to me the water of kawthar, such water, la yazma'u ba'daha abada, the person will never ever feel thirsty after that. Most delicious, most tasty, most refreshing water on the plains of Qiyamah, just before you enter Jannah. Everything best, but you know, in return for that in the dunya, or in exchange for that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave up the dunya. Nothing. Allah ta'ala said, I will make the mountains of Tihama into gold for you. The mountains of Arabia into gold for you. Someone come and ask me mountains of Arabia into gold, I'll be richer than Elon Musk. I'll be richer than whoever's the first known Forbes list. Some other guy, Indian guy. I'll be richer than him. If I had a mountain of gold, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I don't want it. Ya Allah, I don't want it. And this is the sunnah of the salihun and the awliya. They follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they say, I have no interest in it. I have no interest in it. Whatever my Allah gives me, alhamdulillah, happy. Zarurat, necessity, I can pay my bills, look after my family members, alhamdulillah, it's sufficient, and this is it. So my dear respected brothers and elders, month of Ramadan is a month of training, that our life after Ramadan should become like our life in Ramadan. 5 times salah, we've been so dedicatedly, alhamdulillah, reading. Many of us still haven't managed to read it in the masjid. 5 times salah, we see the masjid is still not as full as it should be, as for Jumu'ah. I know in Jumu'ah people come from outside, and not to judge anybody, everybody's got their own state. Sometimes people have situations at home, people who are ill that they need to look after, something that they understand. Well, one thing, subhanAllah, I'll just finish on one point. You know, Shaykh al-Hadith Mirza Zakariya rahimahullah, he mentions in Fadail Ramadan, he talks about the Nawafil Salah. He says, look, there's Tahajjud, there's Ishraq, there's Awabin, there's Salatul Duha, there's all of these different Salahs which are there. He said, in Ramadan, read them. He says, if you're not going to read them and you have an excuse, then remember, it's just an excuse. Can you stand on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah Ta'ala, and would you have confidence presenting that excuse in front of Allah Ta'ala? Jisne uzr banali, usne uzr pesh kar li. Or whoever, you know, like they say, where there's a will, there's a way. You want to say, no, this is important to me, I will do it. This is important to me, I will make time for it. This is important to me, something else can be sidelined to make time for my deen, for my Allah. Inshallah, you can make this time. Allah Ta'ala give myself and all of us the ability to practice upon these two things. Brothers, if you can move forward, inshallah, there's people waiting at the back and there's a lot of gaps in the middle. Sadi, qareeb qareeb aa jaye, samne koi khali jagah ho to isko poor farma de. Any gaps in front of you, just move forward, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن
سنتوں سے فارغ ہو کر ساتھی درمیان میں جہاں بھی خالی جگہ ہو اسے مکمل کریں, خالی جگہ بالکل نہ چھوڑیں. باہر ساتھی کھڑے ہیں تاکہ ان کے لیے بھی جگہ بن جائے. چھٹیاں ہیں اور رش زیادہ ہوگی, ویسے بھی رمضان کا یہ آخری جمعہ ہے, تو درمیان میں بالکل خالی جگہ نہ چھوڑیں. ساتھی تشہد کی صورت میں جیسے بیٹھتے ہیں ایسے بیٹھتے ہیں تاکہ درمیان میں دوسروں کے لیے جگہ بن جائے. لاسٹ فرائیڈے جو مسجد کی کلیکشن ہوئی ہے یہ 1804 پون ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالی آپ کے تعاون کو اپنے دربار میں قبول و مقبول فرمائے اور آپ کے لیے اللہ صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. حاجی نور الہی صاحب بیمار ہیں اور 100 پون مسجد کے لیے دیے ہیں. خصوصی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. یہ حاجی مہدی خان صاحب مرحوم کے لیے ان کی فیملی نے 100 پاؤنڈ بھیجے ہیں، ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک ان کی بھی مغفرت فرمائے اور ان کے درجات کو اللہ پاک بلند فرمائے، اور ان کے لیے اس مسجد کو اللہ پاک صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے۔ یہ حاجی نذیر صاحب ہیں، انہوں نے والدین اور بیٹی کے ایصال ثواب کے لیے 100 پاؤنڈ مسجد میں دیے ہیں اور دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے، خصوصی دعا فرمائیں کہ ان مرحومین کو اللہ پاک جنت میں اعلیٰ مقام عطا فرمائے اور ان کے لیے اس مسجد کو اللہ پاک صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے۔ یہ ایک اور اعلان کرنا ہے، ایک تو یہ کہ آج رات چونکہ 27ویں ہے، کل 28ویں اور پرسوں انشاءاللہ اتوار والے دن ختم قرآن ہوگا یہاں مسجد میں، تو ساتھی کوشش کریں کہ ختم قرآن کے موقع پر دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں تو اس میں ضرور شریک ہوں ساتھی۔ یہ پرسوں اتوار والے دن 29 رمضان تراویح ہوگی، تو اس میں انشاءاللہ ختم قرآن ہوگا، اور عید جو ہے اگر 29 کا مہینہ ہوا، 29 کا مہینہ ہوا، تو پھر ٹیوزڈے والے دن بنتی ہے، تو منڈے والے دن شام کو جیسے ہی اطلاع آئے گی تو اعلان کر دیا جائے گا، جن گھروں میں ریسیور ہیں ریسیور کے ذریعے انہیں اطلاع ہو جائے گی، اور ویسے بھی آج کل تو کوئی مشکل نہیں ہوتا، اطلاع مل ہی جاتی ہے، تو ٹیوزڈے والے دن اگر نہ ہوئی تو پھر وینسڈے والے دن تو عید ہے ہی ہے، 30 سے زیادہ روزے پھر نہیں ہوتے، تو 30 روزے مکمل ہو جائیں گے، 30 روزے اور وینسڈے والے دن پھر انشاءاللہ عید ہوگی۔ تو بہرحال جس دن بھی ہوئی عید، تو عید کی دو جماعتیں ہوں گی، عید الفطر کی دو جماعتیں ہوں گی، پہلی جماعت انشاءاللہ 8:30 بجے ہوگی اور دوسری جماعت 9:30 بجے ہوگی۔ پہلی جماعت میں انشاءاللہ اردو میں بیان ہوگا، میں پڑھوں گا، اور دوسری جماعت انشاءاللہ مفتی صاحب پڑھائیں گے انگلش میں، تو کچھ ساتھی پہلی جماعت میں آ جائیں اور کچھ دوسری جماعت میں، اور اس کا بھی ساتھی خیال رکھیں کہ جو قریب میں رہنے والے ہیں قرب و جوار میں، رش زیادہ ہے، جمعہ میں بھی آپ دیکھتے ہیں اوپر نیچے مسجد بالکل فل بھری ہوئی ہوتی ہے، تو پارکنگ کے مسائل ہوتے ہیں، تو جو نزدیک رہنے والے ہیں وہ پیادل آئیں تکبیرات کہتے ہوئے آہستہ آواز میں، اور جو دور دراز ہیں تاکہ ان کے لیے پارکنگ کا مسئلہ نہ ہو اور گاڑیاں آسانی سے کھڑی کر سکیں۔ اور اسی طرح حافظ صاحب بتا رہے تھے کہ مسجد کے ریسیور کے بارے میں کافی ساتھی پوچھتے تھے کہ ریسیور ہے یا نہیں، تو ریسیور ساتھی لے آئے ہیں، عباس صاحب سے آپ رابطہ کر سکتے ہیں، ریسیور آپ لے سکتے ہیں مسجد، جس میں نماز اذان اور بیان جو مسجد میں ہوتے ہیں، تو یہ گھر میں آپ آرام سے اس جو مائیں بہنیں ہیں خصوصاً وہ اس کو سن سکتی ہیں، تو ریسیور اگر کسی کو چاہیے ہو تو وہ عباس صاحب سے رابطہ کر سکتے ہیں۔ جزاک اللہ۔
So just the important announcements quickly in English. On Sunday, inshallah, we have our Khatm al-Quran. So it will be the 29th night of Ramadan, inshallah. So we will have Sunday night we'll have the Khatm al-Quran, inshallah. So brothers, inshallah, try and participate and join in that. And similarly, Eid Salah will either be on the Tuesday or the Wednesday, isn't it? On the Tuesday or on the Wednesday. So we'll have two jamaats. The first one, 8:30, and second one, 9:30. So the first jamaat will be at 8:30 and the second jamaat will be at 9:30. So the first jamaat will be, the bayan will be in Urdu, and in the second jamaat the bayan will be in English, inshallah. So brothers, I requested whoever does come for Eid Salah, please don't bring your cars if you live local and you can walk, because otherwise we do have a lot of issues with car parking, and people who are actually coming from far, from a distance, don't have opportunities to park their car because locals are all taking those parking spots. So inshallah, if you live close by, 10-15 minute walk or something like this, inshallah try and walk to the masjid so we can, you know, make it easy for those people who are coming from a distance. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي وهب لنا ليلة القدر هي خير من ألف شهر وأفضل أفراد الزمان وشرع لنا الاعتكاف في بيوت الرحمن وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد أهل البوادي والعمران صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه سادات أهل الإيمان والعرفان أما بعد فقد حان العشر الأخير من رمضان وزمان الاعتكاف وزمان تحري ليلة القدر لنيل الأجر والرضوان وقد نطق بفضلهما الحديث والقرآن فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد وقال تعالى ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرم خيرها فقد حرم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا كان ليلة القدر نزل جبريل في كبكبة من الملائكة يصلون على كل عبد قائم أو قاعد يذكر الله عز وجل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في المعتكف هو يعتكف الذنوب ويجري له من الحسنات كعامل الحسنات كلها أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه وقال الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، اللهم وفقنا ولولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضى، اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Straighten the rows of Idrus Armalije. Please move forward, fill in the gaps inshallah. Stand shoulder to shoulder. Let's make sure your mobile phones are turned off and we're standing shoulder to shoulder inshallah. Khalija gum kapoor farma de sath mil mil ke khada ho jaye. The easy way is if there's a gap in front of you, just move forward inshallah. Don't wait for somebody else. You all have the greatest right of walking into the gap in front of you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. Sirat Al-Lazina An'amta Alayhim غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Just another reminder about Eid Day and Eid Salah. So we have two Eid Salahs which will take place, one at 8:30 and one at 9:30. So inshallah, do bear it in mind. Whether Eid is on Tuesday or Wednesday, there will be two Eid Salahs to Eid congregations. One will be at 8:30, and the talk will be in Urdu. And one will be at 9:30, and the talk will be in English, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu alaykum 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 as-salamu alaykum. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا دعاء إلا أجبت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا يتيم ولا أيما إلا زوجت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Thank you.